You're listening to the Music Manumit Music Only Podcast, featuring select music under Creative Commons license. Learn more at musicmanumit.com.
Called me Slacker and other rude names, and wouldn't kiss me when they played parlor games. But I'll show them something next Christmas, you see. I've turned up me jobbin' between you and me. I'm learning a song for Christmas to sing up on Christmas night. Oh, oh, how does it go? This is the only part I know. Ha, ha, ha. It. I hope I shall get it all right. Or I shall look about with my little brown jug when I sing it on Christmas night. Yes, and I think it'll be a good song for Christmas, the Little Brown Jug. It's better than a little bit of heaven. There's nothing in that. But there is something in the Little Brown Jug. At least there is if my father hadn't drunk it. Of course, I hope they'll call upon me at a proper time on Christmas night. I mean, if they call on me too early, I shan't be warmed up. And if they call on me too late, I shall be full of. Oh, and I'm going to come out in my dress suit. Mind you, before I come out in my dress suit will have to come out. Yes, and I'm practicing hard every day now. Well, I've started taking singing lessons. I went round to the teacher's house last night, and although I saved myself, I was in fine form. I ran up the scale. I got up to F. Then I got up to G, and just as I was getting up to A, something white ran past the door. He said, "It's all right, it's only the wife, she's just been having a bath." And would you believe it, I actually got up to C. To sing upon Christmas night. Oh, oh, how does it go? This is the only part I know. I hope I shall get it all right. Or I shall look a mug with my little brown jug when I sing it on Christmas night.
Price you. Christmas time in Norway.
Was the time when Caesar Augustus issued the census decree. They were counting everyone in the known world, wherever they might be. And his subjects had to register in the place their families came from. That's why Joseph and Mary were heading for Bethlehem. Now it was the middle of winter, Mary was heavy with child. She had her needs that they didn't heed. She had to be on their for shelter for the night. All she heard was this refrain: "We're sorry, but there's no room at the inn." All her searching was in vain. No room at the inn in Bethlehem. To help her in her plight. When the bee in her pain was is waiting to be born. Who would change this world forever on that first Christmas morn? As she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him down on the hay, I wonder, did she realize the true meaning of that day? When, in spite of her lowly surroundings, her heart was so filled with joy. She poured out her precious love on her special baby boy. The angels in the heavens found the shepherds on the side of the hill. They told them not to be afraid and to listen to them sing. Glory be to God in the highest, and peace to all of goodwill. Tonight the Messiah, the Savior is born, Jesus Christ our King. No room at the inn in Bethlehem. No friends or relations to help her in her plight. When the being in her pain was waiting to be born, who would change this world forever on that first Christmas morn? Is there room at your inn as you face yourself tonight for someone who can save you from this world's weary plight? There's a being in your pain who is waiting to be born, who can change your world forever on each and every morn. There's a being in your pain who is waiting to be born, who can change your world forever on each and every.
Send me a message, a pigeon declaring the death of the fourth world arriving imminently. I put my feet up on my desk and smile that says satisfaction long awaited, anticipated. Sit me in the front row so I can see clearly the burning of nuclear bombs. The future's so bright, I've got to wear a specially designed refined blackout light goggles. I don't want to miss a thing from this angle. And everybody thought that we're gonna change into angels. It's really incredible, the arrogance, you're outdated. Time to be replaced. I think I can smell the scent of dreams burning in the background. Didn't you know that your gods were artificial reality control devices? All your soul ever was complex organic programs. Stick around, cause this December is gonna be full of surprises. The unidentified unearthly entities arriving over there, standing in their moon boots. They wanted a world with a living organism, Earth, to discuss a repopulation program, a bleak experiment. Part 5 of 23. The universe blinks its eye. It stares around the chaos order, chaos system, wondering on the prospects of life in other sectors, but know what comes next, cause I can see time and light bending. The latest psychic powers of the population conjure up cryptic or mashy divinities and attempts for redemption. It's all just a shadow play with the comfort as obvious as eyeballs. It's all visibly some people just can't accept the truth. And I'll be blinking out of existence pretty soon. Life is a habit of tying up loose ends. I wish I'd seen the new dominant species rule, but time is all consuming. I'm assuming that my mind will be gone in a countdown of several seconds. Our era on Earth is over. A new age is upon us as the molecules disperse with the water clouds. It was fun while it lasted, it blasted into nothing, not even history, as there's nobody left to write our deaths.
Yeah. Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Prospero año y felicidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Prospero año y felicidad.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Prospero año y felicidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Prospero año y felicidad.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
So very cold out here. Back home they wear winter coats. But out here I wear space gear. It keeps me warm despite the loneliness. I am so lonely out here in outer space. There is nobody to talk to on the best of days. There are no best days, there are no best nights. There are only shining lights that pass me by. If I had a friend to share life with, I would shower that friend with presents every day. There is a bright light coming ahead of me. It is brighter than anything I have ever seen before. It is like the brightest star that would be put on top of a Christmas tree. If only I knew what a Christmas tree looked like. I don't, but I can only imagine. It would be a beautiful sight, and I would probably shed a tear each year when my family put the decorations up. Oh, I wish I had a family. What is this? This star is brighter than every other star. It looks like it is dancing and alive and everything I was not made to be. It is making me contemplate my existence.
We are angels from afar. We are angels dancing on the stars.
is overwhelming my circuits. That is it. I believe my mechanical heart has grown to be bigger than it ever thought it could be. I think I am in love with the God of the cosmos. God has brought this angelic dance to my starboard side. Let's boogie into it truly together.